Are we recording?
I don't know. You can tell me. Does it look like it?
Hey. Welcome to the jolliest show of Earth. It's the recording show. It's time to introduce your hosts, Mike and Brent. Take it away.
Thank you, Finn. Colors of the world.
No. Heavens, no. Colors of the world, every boy and every girl, people of the world. Allow me to welcome you to the Spice Level. I think, I'm still pretty sure, no one has proved us wrong, that this is the one, it's the only podcast that you're going to find two blokes from upstate New York talking all things, anything, everything, Spice Girls from A to Zigzag. My name is Mike Martin. I can't help but drag out that intro every single time, but I can't do it alone. I can't. I'm here with my good podcast Spice Girl co-host. His name is?
I'm Brent Kelly.
Brent Kelly, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
Out of breath.
Yeah. I still say it'd be really weird if there was another upstate New York Spice Girls podcast we didn't know about.
I mean, yeah, duel to the death. Yeah, absolutely.
Would have to. Sharks and jets walking down the street snapping our fingers.
That's right. It would be like the Say It'll Be There video. That's how we show up, though. Like,
perfect.
Full on. I've got my alien technology ready to go.
Yep.
But I'm not ready today for that.
No.
We're gonna bring it down a little bit today.
Yes, that's true.
We've got a gentle vibe because we've got our good girl Emma coming in with All I Need to Know.
That's right. You got it.
That. This is a gentle vibe.
It is.
And
it is.
There's a lot of places I'm going to go sporadically throughout it.
100%.
Because Emma, I don't want to say is a one-trick pony, but sometimes, because she's not.
No, she's not. The last three songs from her have been very different.
Right. This one just has that vibe.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't have a word to put on it.
It's, gosh, I don't know.
I do actually.
Okay.
It's delicate.
It is. That's a good. Yeah, that's a good word.
Because it's one of my notes.
Delicate is a good
this
word.
This song is very delicate.
Yes, we have gone kind of back to an earlier direction with them on this week.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, we got numbers.
Oh, okay.
And not only numbers on this song.
Yes,
I have some numbers for the Spice Level as a podcast.
What? Us?
Yeah. So I had a little extra time to prep for this one. So I did. I looked up how many songs we have left per girl.
Okay. Oh, rock and roll.
How many singles? Because we've been kind of talking about like, oh boy, I don't know how many.
How much longer we're gonna go? We're gonna make it to 100.
Yeah, exactly. What have you? I did the official count.
Okay.
Including today, we have three songs from Emma with music videos, but maybe two more singles because it lists two singles that she doesn't have music videos for.
So we're at five for Emma.
So we're at five for Emma. Jerry, two with videos plus one with no video.
Three for Jerry.
Three for Jerry. Mel B, just one. One and just
Mel B?
Mel B has one song with a video, that's it.
Awful.
Melanie C, 22 songs left. 22 with videos, but only 21 total. I couldn't figure out where the extra video was coming from. But so non-Mel C.
22?
Yeah, so non-Mel C, we have nine left for Emma, Jerry, Mel B.
Scary baby ginger.
Yeah.
No posh.
Yeah, no posh. And then Sporty, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
So total, if you're counting every song from every girl, we have 31 total left.
Wow.
This is episode 89.
Honestly, you know what? I think we're going to turn into the Spice Level of the Mel C conversation.
I kept going with that calendar. So we will end up, if we did nothing else.
You timed it out on a calendar?
Yes.
Why are we on the air right now?
If we did nothing else, if we only talk about these singles from here until the end.
I will say we will make it to, it's March right now.
Yep.
So this is basic math. Are we going to make it to the end of the year? We're not going to make it to the end of the year, are we? No.
October. Yeah.
Wowie.
Like mid, maybe late October. We will run out of non-Melanie C songs in July.
We are here to talk about things that are Spice Girls no matter what.
Correct.
But there is a limit to life. And that.
Yeah. at some point, we will run out of material.
Yes.
We have at least until October with what we got. If we do anything else, interviews, other songs, whatever, we can.
Yeah, we get bumps in the road. Last week happened, things happen.
Yeah, at our current schedule, at some point in July, we will become the Melanie C podcast.
Yes, because if we're doing our bi-weekly.
3 months or so.
5 Emmas, 3 Jerrys, 1 Mel B. Yep. Oh my.
Yep.
Yo, Posh, come out with some more music, man.
Exactly. I'm releasing stuff. So anyway, we're just setting expectations.
That's right.
We know what we're looking at because, we've talked about, how many do we have for this girl? How many for that girl? So
oofa doofa.
In July, we will run out of non-Melanie C stuff, and then we'll be doing just Melanie C.
That's not what we're here for.
About 3 months. No, today we're here for Emma.
Emma.
So numbers for this song.
Emma.
This is the second and final song from her album, Mono.
That's right. Life in Mono.
That's right. Released on February 5th, 07, digitally, and 1 week later, physically, in the UK and Ireland.
And can only be found on YouTube in my Indeed. Ears, apparently.
It was number 60 on the UK charts, number 24 on the Scottish singles charts, makes it her lowest chart rank of her career to date.
Is this the first song off the album, too?
No.
That's right, because we've done something before, right?
Second single from this album.
Just making sure, because I felt like she was in banger mode for a little bit there, and seeing Life in Mono, I got excited about it. And I mean, this song is not, it's a wholesome song.
It is.
It's very gentle. And I've had the realization that, and it's the same way that you get from when Emma does Christmas shows.
Yep.
This is what Emma wants to be.
Yep.
She is comfortable in that space. She likes being just Baby Spice. Yeah. She is a comfortable person that you want to just smoosh her cheeks. Like, you're so great at being adorable and considerate. I don't know if you can say considerate all the time, but just she's Baby Spice. Mm-hmm. And she maintains that mentality through her solo career. Like, all the other girls really, well, this is where she still shows her Baby Spice vibe of what the route she could have taken.
Correct.
Could have been. If there wasn't a maybe, if there wasn't those kind of songs. But she still shows, that's still in me. Don't you worry about that.
I agree.
There, that's the way I'll put it. I had to find that in the appropriate way of saying.
I agree with that 100%.
She's not always Baby Spice, but when she needs to channel Baby Spice, nobody but does it better.
Yes.
Than Emma.
Yes.
There.
100% agree with every word of that.
Yeah.
The Guardian called this breathtakingly lovely. I can agree with that. It's a lovely song.
It is.
And like you said, it's a delicate song. I like that a lot.
It's one of the songs you could say flat out, you can't see any of the other girls singing.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a very Emma Bunton song, and it's wholesome, and it's the music video, very Emma.
Yep.
Across the board. Lyric-wise,
the only thing I really pulled from this is all I need to know is you treasured me and helped me be the most that I can be and turn into that one last missing piece.
So wholesome.
One of these wholesome, sweet,
boom.
I love being in love kind of songs.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, let's just go to the music video.
Yes,
then.
Let's do it.
You know what?
Right from the first second. Shots of like a cold day in the city.
It is so cold.
Yeah. A lot of steam and
you can see breath coming out of her air, like out of her air, out of her lungs.
Well, out of
like,
those air sacs in her.
The air sacs, you know. That's
sounds terrible.
It sounds horrible. But it's a cold day wherever the heck they are. Yep. And you can see her but you can see she's not lip syncing. I'm doing air quotes on it because you can see air coming out of her.
Yep.
Breath long air sacs.
It wasn't until today I watched the video again before I came over here. I kind of got the opening of The Office vibes.
Sure.
Like the shots around Scranton.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a more industrial town.
Dingy.
A little dingy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do they... this is a very odd Spice Girl song. And I don't want to say... We always try... our goal of this podcast is to elevate the songs or at least figure out why the girls chose to go with this direction, what have you. And this song is a very Emma song. And I think you need to sit back a little bit and realize that's who Emma is.
Yep.
That's what she's looking to be as an artist. She's not going to be Jerry all the time.
Right.
This is an Emma song through and through. And it's cold outside and she's breathing cold air. And then I was like, oh, Forrest Gump going on? What's
the feathers? Yes.
Okay. And my first watch through that was, and then it's like, oh, because she's an angel. And you got that side by side of her just being an angel.
Interesting. So the first time we see it, it's a long shot. Like she's on a roof far away from the camera.
Right.
And you see the wings. Then does the close shot and she doesn't have the wings.
Right.
But the feathers are floating around. And then she's walking around the city in a coat with no wings.
Reflection.
But the reflection always has wings.
Is it a self-reflection?
Right. So
like I'm an angel. Like, is she like tooting the horn? Like,
right.
Emma, freaking angel.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to understand that. Mm-hmm. Maybe that is her version of the once every album video you get from LC of, you know, self-respect.
Right.
Stand up on your feet. I've got this. But it doesn't feel that like knock the door down, umptious vibe you get from LC.
I agree with your questions because it's weird. The only time you see wings on her, not in a reflection or either far away shots or the one time in the cafe, you see like half transparent wings on her.
Yeah.
But every other time it's just in a reflection of something else. So to your point, is it like when she looks at herself in the mirror, she sees that she's an angel, but she's not actually in reality? Is it, like you said, some sort of self-reflection?
I think both with Emma.
Or do we all see ourselves as angels in a reflection, but in reality we're not?
The only interaction you really get is with Home Skillet in the diner.
Yep.
And she walks away.
Yeah.
From him.
And she doesn't have the wings when she walks away either.
She doesn't have the wings when she walks away. There's wings in the mirror. It is a mirror, but in the window in the diner, you see her singing and she has the wings there with her, but... Is that her not being the... I mean...
Right, exactly. Is it like if you focus too much on the person, you don't see the wings?
Was this, dare we say, gosh, I don't think we've ever said this on the podcast, a poorly made music video?
Maybe. It was definitely confusing.
Right.
I came out of this video maybe with more questions than I have for anything else.
Because
I don't understand the metaphor they're going for or whatever.
She's got wings in the laundromat, Brent.
Yes.
There are wings in the laundromat.
Yes.
Dang it.
Yes.
Because everywhere she goes, she's got the wings.
Right. Everywhere she was reflected, she had wings. Or if you see her from really far away, she has wings.
Maybe it was just a basic conversation she was having with the guy at the diner. I mean, you just go quick, get a quick lunch.
Right.
Or a cup of coffee. And then just say, yeah, I don't want to buy that chainsaw that you're selling on Craigslist. I have to go. And she does still do the Emma thing where she puts the hands on him.
Yeah,
and
then
walks away and she says, no, I don't.
I don't know. This is a much more quote-unquote normal music video than her last three.
Yes.
We had that run of three with the same directors where she was much more Jerry off the wall, which was really fun.
Love it. And I don't... I mean, you say that, you listen to the song on where we listen to it, and then you have the hope of like, oh, well, maybe the music video is gonna be something else. And with Jerry, right.
Yep,
you know,
you can almost bank on it.
That's gonna be the case. You know, the alien's gonna slap her butt.
Yeah,
Emma was like, oh, okay, that was a gentle music video.
Yep.
Did you watch any of the lives?
I did.
Can I ask you? Did you watch Frank Sidebottom's proper telly show?
I don't think I did.
Bud, because there's only like three or four of them
I found
total.
Three.
I have to force you to watch this right now.
That's fine.
Actually,
let's do it.
I apologize, but this is. You sure you didn't watch this?
I don't know.
Okay, it was only about.
Oh, I did watch this one.
It's a clip of it.
Yeah, I did watch this one. Yep, I definitely did.
You did?
Yep.
Okay. Can we just
the. Like I said, Frank Sidebottom's proper telly show.
Yeah, that one. Can we address the notes that I have on here?
Yes, please. What do you got?
What?
Yeah.
What? What?
I have, whoa, Pringles head guy.
What is that?
introduces her. So the video, the one I saw, actually the creepy guy in the back actually introduced her before she started singing.
Oh, cool, Joker. So
my next note in all caps was, he's still behind her.
And you've got somebody like cutting out paper, like, right? Just cutting out
whatever
like,
that guy's
snowflakes
doing.
Snowflakes in the background, and she's singing like it has to be meant as like a rib or like a gimmick.
Absolutely,
100%. What's going on to a song that has no place in this?
I couldn't even focus on her performance.
Sweet Emma.
I was too distracted by the Pringles head guy and the other guy. I think he's playing with 3D glasses.
She sounds so good.
Yes.
Too. That's what makes me mad.
I know.
She sounds fantastic because she's clearly not lip syncing. She's going full Emma.
Yep.
And you got like some horror effects going in the background. Yep.
This was the first one I watched, and I wasn't sure if this was the best or worst first live to watch.
I don't know. I have no idea.
That guy is so creepy.
It's still staring at me. I can't. Nope, I'm going to keep it up there. That's fine. That's
so creepy.
That's fine. Sweet girl Emma. Because this song is meant to be... I don't know. It makes Emma who she is. Like, it makes me happy that she was able to, because she loves doing these kind of songs.
Yes.
That's what it is, flat out.
I agree. Yeah, man, this is creepy. Yep. So creepy. What else?
Anybody
did you
else?
Watch?
Check it out.
What
Go
else?
Ahead.
Yeah, please do. What else did you watch?
I watched her on the Richard and Judy show.
Yes, I watched that as well.
It was great.
Yep.
She did great. It sounded fantastic.
Mm hmm.
And if you ever want to watch live Emma, check that out. The amazing ability for them to cut off the song like 4 seconds before they should have was whoever chose to hit the applause button did a great job because they totally cut her off right at the end. And I was like, wait, what? Like, as opposed to the opposite of a fade out.
Yeah, it was too soon. Yeah,
it was too soon.
They cut it off too soon. Yeah, I agree.
She's hitting the final couple of minutes like, applause.
Yep, that was really good. It was a more traditional performance. She was on a stage with an acoustic guitarist and a piano guy. They had a lot of large feathers on the wall above and behind her. So it was kind of cool.
It's the vibe she's going for in this one.
Yeah. And
clear that she's got a niche that she's looking for on.
That was much more what I kind of expected a live performance for this song.
Right.
That fit it really well. Not the Frank Sidebottom proper telly show.
Still looking at you.
So Pringles creepy. Guy. I did find one more.
I did not.
She was on Loose Women.
Oh, that was an interview with Mel C.
Oh.
Did you see that part?
No, I don't know.
All I saw was the interview.
Oh, well, that's funny.
Because that's what's kind of bringing me up of possibly what I want to do for our next song.
Okay.
So
okay,
that's,
cool.
That's fine.
So she's on Loose. It was the same performance as Richard and Judy, but literally flopped. So the
Pringles
guitar,
guy was there.
No Pringles guy.
Okay.
But the guitar was on the left, piano was on the right. Otherwise, it was the same performance.
Cool.
So they just like reversed the two guys playing
lip synced.
And it was, I don't think so. So I do have a note though. I said, I think it's live. But I can't really tell.
I love
tell.
How we analyze
she,
this so much.
There's a little bit of a trailing on an S. Like she held an S at the end of a word, which I don't think was the actual single version. She just sounds... I have my notes here. She's like Mel C in that it can be so difficult to tell.
That's a
because
good
they're
thing.
Both so good at singing live. When you can't tell if they're singing live or not, that's such a compliment to them.
If she can host Christmas at the Royal Albert Hall, then you know what? Then if she's lip syncing it, it's probably if either of these girls are lip syncing a song, it's because the network says that they need
has
that
to be that.
For,
I agree,
sure,
100%. I agree with that
both of them come to the plate every single time, so I can't
exactly. So I think that's it for lives though.
Loose Women, I think, is basically. I mean, correct us if we're wrong. Of course, we have people out there that could absolutely do so. I think it's like The View.
I was just going to say the same thing, yes.
For the UK.
I believe it is the UK equivalent of The View.
Honestly, I also, if you're listening, if there's a way to like connect to watch some BBC TV or something like that, I think I'd prefer it sometimes versus what we get out of here.
Yeah.
Like if we can get some, if we can get some Loose Women, but if it still exists, I feel like every now and then it'd be good to have like a
if you know how to connect Mike with some Loose
gosh,
Women.
Darn, Flarbit. But still, it would be good to mentally deflect and watch something of just other people's, just how everything's going in your environment. That would be cool. So let us, like, if there's a channel to watch or something.
Yeah.
Like, I would be down totally because I'm sick of our stuff every now and then.
I agree.
But in the Loose Woman interview, gosh, it sounds so weird to say. It's Emma and Mel C.
Oh, I did not see that.
And they're talking about when this is where it correlates slightly. I don't know if it falls into our time track, but it correlates with Mel C of one of her new albums, and it's the song I Knew Him So Well.
Oh, okay.
Which is on an upcoming album. But it was the most adorable, humble conversation between Mel C and Emma.
That's great.
And they're both just chatting about how Mel C's done musicals, not Broadway, but musicals out there.
She would do like West End theater in London. Yeah.
And Emma was just like, oh, it's so great to do that. And one of the gals on the show was like, oh, have you ever thought about doing that yourself and all that kind of stuff? And it's so humble. She's like, oh, I couldn't do it like Mel C does.
That's so sweet.
Like, it's just a back and forth.
Those two girls are so great together.
So, and I know Emma is basically the one that will join Mel C on her tours and vice versa.
And vice versa, exactly.
So it's because they were talking about how Viva Forever was coming out as not a Broadway show, but like a West End show at the time. Yep. And they were all giddy about that. And they were excited about the song that he did, I Know Him So Well. So that's where I'm putting the stamp on it. That's what we're going to do next.
Okay.
So.
I'm fine with that.
I don't know if there's a video for it, but it's
there. I haven't watched it, but yes, there is.
It's gonna be a good time to have. You know what? We've been doing a lot of single stuff of all the girls. We can at least do a duet.
Yep, that is one of her singles.
Yeah.
So I've actually listened to that one a few times.
Have you?
Yeah, because I've heard it the first time when I was doing the whole Melanie C discography. She has a whole album of covers, and that's that's one of the singles from that.
That's fun. Some bands do that to pay respects to this is why I am the way I am.
Right. It'd be weird if you only had like three albums total and one of them was all covers. Mm. But Melanie C has so many albums.
Seven or eight now?
Right, exactly. So it's like, hey, one of covers, that's really cool.
Absolutely.
So you want to do that next week? I'm down for that.
Boop.
Absolutely. That's cool.
Putting on the board. So
but this song seemed to be another one of these trapped in its own time.
Mm.
I can only find, you found two. I found three live performances. Nothing after that. They're all immediately like when the song was released and then gone into the ether.
Hmm.
As far as I know, she's never performed again. So I think it's got to be based on maybe two things. The first one, probably most important, is how well it does, right?
Sure.
If a song goes number one, obviously you're going to perform it for a long time. This song went to number 60, so she must have thought, well, I guess it isn't much of a market for this song. The number two, I guess, would be just an artist who says, well, screw that. I like the song. I'm going to play it anyway.
Yeah.
This case seems to be one of those ones where it just gets lost. And we've seen that a lot with some of these songs where they get performed within a 1 or 2 month period, and then that's it.
Well, it's tricky when you build. I mean, so a Mel C show versus an Emma show is so different.
Yep.
Like a Mel C show, like Emma puts on a Christmas show.
Yep.
It is basically like that's her extravaganza once a year that she does.
Yep.
But Mel C, when she puts on a show, she's putting on a Mel C show. Like Emma puts, 7, 8 Christmas songs into her extravaganza. And then also, I mean, it's a 30-song show.
Also Spice Girls stuff, also solo stuff. Yep.
So it's tricky to have a song like All I Need to Know be thrown into the midst of that to where Mel C's like, oh,
yeah.
Suddenly Monday.
Exactly.
I'm just going to
bust. Yes. Because that's not even a single. So
I'm just going to bust that out. Don't worry about me.
Yep. There's a lot more opportunity for Melanie C to throw in a overlooked song or something from the vault.
Right. And Emma likes to put on as I see her right there, she does the thing where she, like, that's Emma, is the hands being at her hips.
Yes.
And they're pointing towards the ground, palms towards the ground.
It's like the stop music video where they're doing.
Exactly. That's Emma to me.
Yep.
All day. Yep. All day. Mel C, you don't know which Mel C you're going to get. Like, if we did, when we get to go to England and see Mel C, you don't know what the set list is going to be. You have no idea.
Correct. Which is cool.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that.
I hear exactly what you're saying. Emma kind of does greatest hits with Christmas stuff at Christmas time, which is great.
Of course.
I would still kill to go to that concert. Exactly. But you're right. There's a little more like, ooh, I wonder what she's going to play tonight with Melanie C. That.
Is she going to, like, she'll have short hair today?
You know, yeah, like, right.
She'll mix it up.
Yeah, you never know.
Phenomenal. I love it. I think
I think we might be at that part already.
Gosh, yeah, I'm at the end of my rope here.
Because that's the downside when there's only two or three live performances. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we had the one bizarro one.
Still staring at us. Don't know what's going
creepy
on.
Creepy Pringle head guy.
Yep.
But yeah, it is tougher to bring, that's why we do singles to begin with, because we have a music video, we have live performances.
Of course.
Because it's a little tough to talk for 20, 30, 40 minutes about just the song if you're just doing the audio.
Yeah. I mean, we can deep dive a little.
And we have with some.
Of course.
But for a weekend, we did that
with "Say You'll Be There," and like when you find out what the key is supposed to be, and it's supposed to, but this song's like that, like yeah. But this one it's a very straightforward Emma song.
It is. It is.
Hold on there.
So, what would you say your favorite part of "All I Need to Know" is?
You know what it is? It's not the song itself. It's just Emma knowing. It's Emma knowing her style of song.
I agree.
No other girl would have put out a song like this. They wouldn't have.
I don't think so either.
And it's just the fact that she put out something she put out the delicate song.
Yeah, if I can use maybe a little bit of a charged word, I think this would be too sappy for Melanie C.
Yeah.
This song. Maybe Mel B could do a song like this.
I could see that.
I don't think Jerry would do this one.
No.
Definitely not up Posh's alley.
Definitely don't vibe that. No.
It sounds weird to have that be a Mel B thing. And only the later Mel B stuff, the stuff that we've gotten more recently, where she's doing a little bit more of the self-reflection with her daughter. Exactly.
Yeah.
I could see that Mel B maybe doing the song, but nobody else.
What about you? What's your favorite part?
It's almost a dual edge. My favorite part is what we were just talking about. It's also kind of my not favorite part is not being able to tell if she's live sometimes.
It is my favorite part
that she is such a good singer that I can't tell. But then I'm just like, is she though? So you have to listen for that one little imperfection in a single word that you know is not on the album.
That's so fun. I like that.
I love that.
Okay, well then with that being the case, what is the level of spice that you do give to the song "All I Need to Know"?
I give this song 2 confusing angel wings.
Okay.
Because I just didn't know what they were there for, didn't know what they were representing.
Nothing was hammered home on this song.
Yeah, man. You don't have to.
At least with the music video.
Yeah, you don't have to explicitly say, hey, by the way, she's an angel because.
Right.
But it is a little bit like, what were they going for? I'm not really sure. But yeah, 2 confusing angel wings.
Yep.
What would you give this song a spice level?
I'm going to give this song 2 beady eyes staring at me.
Still staring at us.
Frank side bottoms. Proper telly show staring at me. Well, no, I'm going to give it 2 palms face to the ground.
Okay.
In only Emma's fashion.
Love that.
That's the way. Yeah. You know what? That. Get out of here there, Frank. No.
Pringlehead.
Emma's got the vibe. Mm-hmm. She's got, you know, oh gosh, it's going to, I'm going to spoiler alert it then.
We're at the spice rack.
Yep.
We're opening the spice rack. Man, one of these days.
It's been 2 weeks.
One of these days. We got this. We got like 7 months to fix those hinges.
It's okay. No, we got. You never know. If Mel C drops a new album.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, that's 100%.
See?
Absolutely.
You're good.
We would cover it. I'm already thinking like, even if we run out of material this fall at some point.
Sure.
When we go to a concert, we're coming back.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about it.
We're going to talk about it.
When the new album drops, we're talking about it.
Whatever. A lot of podcasts will take weird breaks
and
what have you. And we have the luxury of being consistent.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yep.
And we pride it.
One of my favorite podcasts of all time is My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Sure.
And they would cover a book and then they'd take like 6 months to a year off and then cover the next book.
Jeez Louise.
They finally wrapped up permanently, but now they've come back with like Best Of and some unheard stuff. So
of course.
They're doing those once a month. So it's a podcast thing. Some podcasts, unfortunately, take a break and never come back.
Yeah.
I used to listen to The Friendship Onion with Dom and Billy from Lord of the Rings, and it was a great podcast. The two of them are so funny together, and then they took a break, and it's been a long time,
and they haven't come back. They're still breaking.
I haven't heard any return date, but anyway.
All right. Well, yeah, where are we? Oh, we're at the Spice Rack.
Spice Rack. That's
right.
Yes.
We've had a lot of... Our Spice Rack right now, sir, is very full.
Very full.
If we could look in there and review all the spices that we have in our spice rack, there's some crazy, I guarantee.
There's some variety.
There's a lot in there that we could put on our chicken tendies.
Mm-hmm.
But Who's reaching in first?
You're reaching in first.
I'm reaching in first.
Who are you reaching in for?
I'm glad that we took a little pivot to chit-chat about other podcasts, because I think when we first started the podcast, and I'm pretty sure I did say Bonton was my go-to, right? Was that, or did I say Jerry?
Were we both pivoted?
I leaned harder, but
then you were like, well, it's kind of Jerry.
Yeah, but I need to come back out and go back to OG mode and still go to, also what I talked about earlier, Two Palms Down, Emma is my special of the week.
I like it.
Her singing the song and her doing her signature pose. Like, it's like the Michael Jackson crotch grab. Like, that's her.
It gives you a silhouette. You know who it is.
You know exactly who that human being is.
If I saw that silhouette, I would know who it was.
That's my spice of the week.
Love that.
Good. Love golly. That. What about you? This is this quality spice. It's you know exactly who this spice is.
It's a very quality spice. I'm not going to take that spice.
Oh, dibs.
I am taking a spice from kind of the front of the rack because my spice of the week is he still behind me, spice? Because that shot you have pulled up on your computer right now is so creepy.
It's the Pringles guy.
I couldn't stop thinking about that guy.
I'm sorry.
The whole thing. When I was doing my notes, I was watching other live performances. I could only think about that guy. So creepy.
There you go. Right. Emma singing to you right there.
Perfect.
There you go.
Merchant spice of the week.
Do I want to know what it is?
I think you want to know what it is. All right. Merchant spice of the week.
Of course.
So a lot of times you ask me, oh, is it blah, 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 and it's something themed to the week. This time, for the first time, I actually searched for something specific because I had an idea.
Okay.
I wanted this week's Merchant Spice of the Week to be a Spice Girls 1997 Walkers UK Cheese and Chive Crisps Wrapper Baby Spice Empty. Because of the creepy Pringle head guy, made me think about potato chips.
Cheese and chive.
Special edition Spice Girls pack.
Is it with chip?
This is an empty wrapper.
Okay.
Somebody saved this from 1997. It is now 2024.
It is coming. A 30-year-old bag of nothing.
I have no idea where it's coming from. It doesn't actually say. But the listing is in U.S. dollars, so I'm assuming it's
US. I swear on all that is holy, if it is more than $7.99, then I know you've become an aficionado of eBay.
I have been dabbling in eBay lately, yes. You're going to be very disappointed with this then.
No.
Empty bag.
No. Okay, round two. Okay, what would somebody pay for that? Somebody would pay $34.99 for that. If you say higher, I'm going to
throw it. No, that's actually almost dead on, man. Good. That's really good.
Okay, cool.
Between the item and the shipping, it's about $34. The item is $19.39, shipping's $13.45.
That's whole. $13.44 for what?
So maybe it is coming from the UK. I'm not sure. Because it would cost more to send.
13 what? For shipping?
For shipping, yeah.
You put it in the... Oh, gosh.
I know.
People are willing. And how much? So $35.
Yeah, roughly. Yeah, if you... All in, you'd spend out $35.
Again, how much does it cost for an experience to go see the girls live? Come on, folks.
It's true.
Like, nostalgia and buying things is cool, but...
Oh,
go experience it, man.
Nostalgia is a very powerful drug. Very powerful.
So this is the benefit that we have, is there were not a lot of live videos of this, but what I was able to find out with the Mel C thing, which is going to be the next song that we do talk about, to discuss that, is I'm excited to listen to Mel C, who came out with her book that Brent has read and got a signed copy of it and met Mel and not jealous at all. Of course not. She was on Me and Bialix podcast.
Very
that
cool.
I started to listen to before we started recording, because there weren't enough live episodes of this, and I'm super excited to dive into that too. So I'm gonna
awesome.
It's gonna be Mel C's putting out good vibes in the universe.
Absolutely.
And I think what better combination than Mel C and Emma next week.
I love that idea.
Heck yeah.
It's a great idea.
I don't know if we're out of continuity on it, and that's on me.
We'll be a little bit. That's okay.
What book do we go to with being out of continuity?
Great question. That's usually your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Quote of the week. Gotta choose a
Since
book.
Since I choked on my tea, I'll let you choose what book we see.
Let's go with the movie book. Spice World, the movie.
See? I'm here.
Let's see. I'm looking for Emma. That's a lot of Mel B.
That's right.
There's a picture of Emma.
Picture of Emma. Nice. What does it look like you're saying? It says baby.
She looks sad.
Yeah. Long day.
Long day. Shoot. Sure was.
Don't blame. Always keep in mind, they were freaking...
Oh, the work schedule these girls were doing. While they're making the movie, they're writing the second album. Here we go.
Ooh.
Got a quote from Emma.
The album.
When we recorded Generation Next Pepsi, actually in the studio in Abbey Road where the Beatles wrote their album. There was even the original piano they used as well. I was telling my uncle about it the other day, and he was saying that he used to stand outside and look over at the wall just to see where the Beatles recorded, and he still does, in fact. I said, well, I go in there. How cool is that?
Get some!
Good for you, Emma. All right, folks, you know what to do.
Right.
Check out Nicolai Agnell's books on Amazon. There's a brand new one.
Folks.
Just came out this week. Book 9.
I was going to say 600, but that's cool too.
Book 9.
That's right.
He's cranking those things out, man. You can listen to Two Bandits Watching Bluey with Mike and Greg.
You can find the best podcast co-host you will ever find about a Spice Girls podcast. His name is Brent Kelly. He's right there. I stole it early.
Well,
Neener.
You did. Thank you. You can also listen to Mike's solo album, Progress Only, Progress and Document on SoundCloud.
It exists.
We'll be back next week with
Mel C and Emma singing
I Know Him So Well.
I Know Him So Well. You did it. Oh, that's why I took the spring and tapped it on there.
But until then.
That's right.
I am Brent Kelly.
I go by McMartin.
We love and appreciate you all, and thank you very much.
Spice up your life, people. Come on.
Yeah.